Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rockstar mandates their employees back to the office. For March 4th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Thanks again for bearing with us. We're going to get this schedule thing figured out eventually. Coming up, we'll take a look at the Frost Vitales event going on this week, and Steam catches a sizable scam. Rockstar Games is entering the final stages of development on Grand Theft Auto 6, though this final push in development is beginning with controversy. Rockstar's head of publishing, Jen Colby, sent out an email to all employees stating that management is ending remote work. Colby told staff that this decision was made to improve productivity and shore up security concerns. Colby finished her email with, quote, "Making these changes now puts us in the best position to deliver the next Grand Theft Auto at the level of quality and polish we know it requires, along with a publishing roadmap that matches the scale and ambition of the game." However, these reasons do not really reflect reality. Last month, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco published their research on remote work and found that remote work had no effect on productivity whatsoever in 43 different industries, meaning that there is no tangible difference between in-office work and remote work when looking at productivity. For security concerns, Rockstar actually has a little validity on this one. However, it should be noted that the first massive leak of Grand Theft Auto 6 was perpetrated by a hacking savant with an Amazon Fire Stick. But what's not clear is how much data was exposed through Rockstar's remote work practices. For that matter, the leak of the reveal trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 was perpetrated by an executive at Rockstar's kid. So maybe we need to consider draconian measures to keep kids away from computers. I don't know. So we can at least conclude that the security concerns aren't just with remote work. Despite Rockstar's unfounded reasoning for a return-to-office mandate, workers will be forced back to the office at the start of April, which will inevitably be a soft layoff for those unable to return to office due to a variety of circumstances that most everyone should be acquainted with by now. Depending on how many employees leave Rockstar due to this poor decision by management, we could see this negatively affect Grand Theft Auto 6's final year of development. Done Quick started off their Winter Women's Speedrunning charity event, Frost Vitales, this weekend, running from last Sunday, March 3rd, to next Sunday, March 10th. This year, Frost Vitales will be donating all proceeds to the National Women's Law Center. The NWLC is one of the oldest nonprofit organizations in America fighting for women's rights. It's also one of the few organizations that actually advocates for trans women and actively fights against the right-wing fear-mongering around transgender women. Given our current political atmosphere surrounding both women's access to abortion and the continued attacks on trans women's existence, Frost Vitales is a great opportunity for gamers to donate to an organization that can have a tangible and positive effect on women's lives. Now, I want to encourage everyone listening to please follow the link in today's show description and check out the full schedule for Frost Vitales. And if you have the means, donate. We need to support organizations like the NWLC. Over the weekend, Valve removed over 800 games off of Steam because of a major scam. For about 2 hours last Friday morning, Steam users were greeted by heavily discounted newer titles in their suggestions. For example, Helldivers 2 was selling for $12 and Pal World was going for $19. The Steam store pages for these games had most of the information correct, screenshots, publisher and developer links, and the description all appeared to check out. However, some savvy users noticed that the review counts for these games were off by hundreds of thousands of reviews, and the tags didn't totally match up for the games either. And when users bought and played these games, they discovered the games were actually poorly made asset flips. These fake games were created by Soul On Board Studios and Whitehole Games, which are both fake studios. What happened is that these fake studios found a way to spoof other game store pages in order to scam Steam users. However, given Steam's fast reaction to this scam and only sending out payouts once a month, it's pretty unlikely that users' money actually went to these scammers. Though it was pointed out by YouTuber Fireborn that this might actually only be the start of the actual scam. Every game developer on Steam has the ability to generate Steam keys for their games for free. This is usually done to sell games off-platform or hand out review copies, but the most common use for these free-generated keys is to sell them on gray websites like G2A. Now, despite Valve removing these spoofed games from Steam, it's still possible that these scammers generated thousands of keys specifically for this purpose. When users buy these keys from G2A, they'll believe that they're buying Pal World or some other popular game, and it won't be until they redeem the code, download the game, and boot it up that they'll find out that this isn't Pal World. Because even when Valve removes a game from sale, its information and metadata is still available on the back end just in case a user holds onto their purchase. Meaning when you input these fake game keys into your Steam library, they will show up as what they were before they were removed. Now, this leaves a lot of questions to be asked of Valve, like why is it possible for developers to independently change their publishing information like this on Steam? To me, this looks like an extreme oversight by Valve that needs to be publicly addressed, because this undermines Valve's integrity in a major way, not just with consumers, but with publishers and developers as well. Well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.